All right, KFIZ News Time is 9:11, 11 minutes past 9 o'clock here on this Wednesday. It's the 7th day of July of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. Thanks for joining us this morning as we start up hour number 2 of Fond du Lac today here on KFIZ. And it's time for our weekly chat with our friends over at Envision Greater Fond du Lac. We keep you up to date with things they have going on, different events, different programs, services they're offering our community, and talking about an event today, it's always a fun one to learn about, to hear about, and to take part in if you get a chance to. It's the Kicking for a Cause tournament with the young professionals of Fond du Lac, and joining us is Bree Zock with Envision to tell us more about Kicking for a Cause. Bree, thanks for joining us. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Spencer. Thanks for asking.
Thanks so much for taking some time to chat. Kicking for a Cause, kickball was a favorite game of mine back in the day, and you know, if you're a big kid, you just love getting outside, and you want to relive some playground activities from from back in the day. This is always a fun thing to hear about. It's Kicking for a Cause. Tell us the details, what it's all about.
Yes, so Kicking for a Cause, this will be our fourth annual tournament, and it will be happening on Saturday, July 24th. So it's only a few weekends away. So if you're getting out there stretching, maybe getting your kicking leg warmed up a little more. But that will be coming up on Saturday, July 24th. And it doesn't start too early. So don't worry about if you decided to go out Friday night and are like, oh, man, I don't think I can play kickball that early in the morning. We start at 9. Kind of early, not mm-hmm. too early, though, so I think people can get up out of bed for a round of kickball early in the morning.
Grab some coffee or some sports drinks if you are feeling a little tired, and get ready for a fun day of kickball. So tell us basically the basics of the tournament. How does it work? And obviously you're kicking for a cause. What is that cause that you're kicking for, I guess?
Absolutely, yes. So the rules are normal kickball rules. If you're not familiar with the normal kickball rules, team sizes are between 8 to 12 members. You're allowed to have 10 people on the team at one time while playing defense, and they are co-ed teams, so at least 3 members of each gender are required on a team. It's $25 a person, or $250 for a full team of 10. Food and beverages will be there, and our beneficiary this year is Drug Free Community. So if you guys aren't familiar with Drug Free Communities, they have been here in Fond du Lac, and they come together to address the growing problem of substance abuse in our community. So they want to prevent things and reduce like underage drinking, binge drinking, misuse of prescription medicine and opioids. So our money will be going towards Drug Free Community. So I'm so glad that we are working with them on our kickball tournament. There's about 10 teams that come out and play, and you compete to be the winner.
Very cool. And where's this all taking place for people who are interested in participating?
Yeah, so it's super cool actually where we are playing, which not many cities and or towns have this awesome amenity. But we will be playing kickball at the softball complex at Lakeside Park. So the first year I ever played this, I thought it was super cool. We're playing kickball. You're looking and the lake is right there. So it's going to be a beautiful Saturday. Not too hot, just a little bit windy. And you can enjoy the beautiful sight of that lake while you are crushing some people at kickball.
sounds like a plan, especially Lakeside Park. Always fun to spend a morning and afternoon, I guess I'll say, at the park. And that's, again, coming up on the 24th. Now, if people are out there, they're listening, they want to take part in this, and they want to register and you know, maybe form a team, how can they do that?
Absolutely. So you can go to envisiongreaterfdl.com, go into the events tab and click on Kicking for a Cause. You can sign up there. You can also go to ypfdl.org. You can sign up there as well. So teams are 8 to 12 players, mixed gender, $250 for the full team. And you don't have to have the full team together whenever you sign up. So if you've got like five people who are absolutely yes, we'll play, but you've got five people who are kind of like, maybe, maybe not, go ahead and still sign up. You can add players on even that day of it. And then also something new we're doing this year is you can actually register as an individual. So if it's hard to find 10 or 9 more people to get together a team, I know for me it'd be hard to find 9 other people to get together a team. So you can actually register as an individual, and we will put you on a team of other individuals as well. So you can still play even if you can't find 9 other people to play with.
Very cool. Yeah, that was one of my next questions. If someone's out there that, you know, is just kind of a lone wolf, I guess you could say, they don't really have 9 other people that might be willing to play that early on a Saturday morning or play period, they could still take part just by themselves.
Absolutely, yeah.
Very cool. Bree, anything else we need to know about Kicking for a Cause?
You don't have to play. You are more than welcome to come out, pick a team, start cheering them on, enjoy. We're going to have a 50-50 raffle there, so just come out and enjoy some people and some outside in the beautiful lake at Lakeside Park.
Very cool. Bree, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk again soon. Have a great day.
All right, thank you.
Bree Zock joining us from Envision Greater Fond du Lac. Kicking for a Cause coming up later on this month. Check out Envision's website, envisiongreaterftl.com.